It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host today. I have a show that is going to really change the way that you think, possibly change your life for the better. You're actually going to have more health, more vitality, and maybe a little more happiness in your life. But before I get to the show, I'd like to introduce a new sponsor that I have. They are called JBK Wellness Labs. And listen, if you're an entrepreneur, if you have a dream to create a new wellness product, I'd like to give you some insight on how to do that. JBK Wellness Labs are a respected contract and white label manufacturers who helps companies to develop and manufacture personal care, beauty, and dietary supplemental products. JBK Wellness products can be found in high-end resorts and national grocery chains such as Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, and Whole Foods. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your concept or your product to the next level, then I encourage you to give them a call at 888-773-1307. That's 888-773-1307. Or just Google JBK Wellness Labs. Okay, the name of my show today is The Courage to Live Healthier, Wealthier, and Longer. How do you do that? Well, the first thing you have to do is change your mind. Why is that? Because the mind is over our emotions. The emotions are over our actions. The actions are over our results. And the results, they're over your destiny. So there's really no such thing as fate or destiny. There's only a mind that needs to change the way it thinks, focus on some new ideas and concepts, and take actions towards those steps, right? We all know that, right? Well, if we all knew that, we might be living differently today. You know, everything I do starts with a foundation. And the foundation, of course, is your values. You know, do you value your health? That's what we're talking about today. So let's just talk about that. Do you value your health? Do you value well-being in your life? Do you value your family, your presence, how you show up? Do you want to live a life of health and vitality and balance? If you're saying yes, then great, you're at the right place. Because even wherever you are, even if you're 100 pounds, 200 pounds overweight, even if you haven't exercised in years, even if you think that you can't change, your health can get better. Even if you have chronic diseases that you've had since childhood, my guests today are going to teach you how to take that journey to health, to vitality, and to healing. So let me introduce my first guest today, Julie Renee Doering. She's a quantum health activator, a visionary, and a poet who awakens a whole new level of awareness and discovery in her clients and those that are working with her and reading her books. She is a visionary poet with deep insights into the human spirit and what makes us tick. Julie has authored 12 books, and they include Illumination, Breaking Through, Quantum Books of Songs, and many other. She is an amazing being. I'm glad to have you here, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here again.
You know, it's as I mentioned on the show, lots happening out there that we can't control, but we can control what's going on inside of ourselves. So how did you become a master health activator, helping people actually tune in and activate their health?
Well, I got a really big story, and I can do it pretty condensed. I literally survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert as a child. I had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers, and I died twice. And through that journey, I discovered the human blueprint, the human design, how our bodies are made and how they regenerate. And using the quantum field and the divine human blueprint, I've really mapped that out really well. I'm able to regenerate, grow back things. And for example, a woman that I worked with, Carolyn Stevens, she had her colon removed. We literally grew that back for her after it had been surgically removed. I've grown back my tonsils, my adenoids. I wear glasses from 18 to 46. I haven't worn glasses since I'm 63. So there is a code that we can use to grow healthier and more youthful.
Wow. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have given you a lot of feedback and questioned. The skeptics, of course, have questioned, can you really grow back anything? Can your eyesight improve? Can any of that help? Now, I happen to know that eyesight can improve because I was one of those people that have healed one of my eyes. I still have one to go, but my one eye is back to 20/20, and I'm working on the other eye. Maybe you can help me with that. But what do you say to the skeptics that say, hey, there's no way you can grow back something?
Oh, well, I mean, if that's your belief system, I guess that's the one you want to live with. I know that we come with a miraculous system and an innate ability to heal, that we are meant to live hundreds of years, and we don't. And I think people are afraid. I think they're depressed. They're worried about aging. And when they start seeing signs of aging, they think maybe death is better. I hear that a lot from people. I'm going to die in my 70s because I don't want to get old and decrepit and not have my mind. And I think we have a belief of, you know, aging. When I look at pictures of longevity, I looked up pictures on longevity, and they're really old, decrepit looking people in their 90s or 100. And honestly, I don't think that that is the blueprint that we were designed to live into. In the scripture, it says that we're meant to live 700 to 900 years. And we know that other humanoid races, when we do research on other races, that they live hundreds of years. Right. So I think that we've got a strong mental belief system that causes us to age faster.
Well, I do believe you're absolutely correct. I know that I'm now 68. I'm a triathlete, and I seem to get stronger every year because I have a mental blueprint and a system that every day I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And I actually feel that. Yeah, I actually feel that every day. Okay. So I hear what you're saying, and it's more than a belief though. It's really an activation of what's already available within us. So let me kind of take a deep dive with you into that. Let's talk about cellular quantum mechanics and how to activate the blueprint to start to live a different way, a different life.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I just want to say I'm also in my 60s.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We look great. Yeah.
We both look amazing. We're both really healthy and have healthy lifestyles. So we're activating the blueprint doing a few things. We're setting an intention with mind. So usually we're starting with a statement of what we're going to do, and it's a strong statement of what we're creating, whether we're neutralizing something or we're bringing something into existence. And then there are 12 different hand movements that I teach. I have an academy, a quantum academy online. We have students in 84 countries that attend online. And so we do a different hand movement. The basic hand movement is just this quantum pump. Intention with the mind, hand pump, and that's going to start shifting reality. This is platter. This is going to shift things that are really stuck. So it's just a hand facing forward and turning in. And that starts, you know, like with your eye, just one eye didn't move. I don't know why. You can do this one and this one. You can start feeling that energy moving, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
That one's called platter. Now we're accessing the field of transformation. That's going to be in the energetic place of unconditional love and above. So you want to get yourself in a good space. You can't be down and dirty and think you're going to make a big shift. You've got to be in a happy space. So we pray, we sing songs, we affirm, we do affirmations to get us into that good space. And then we set our intentions and go for it.
That's really good. What's a master cell? What's that about?
A master cell is a cell that's been with you since you were born. And it has the encoding for the glandular organ. So as I mentioned, I've grown back things that have been surgically removed for people. And that always surprises people and they say, oh, that's just not possible. I do know a Russian researcher also, a man, is able to, with some technology that he's created, able to grow back surgically removed organs. So at least two of us on the planet are able to do that. What I'm doing is I'm taking the blueprint from the master cell and I'm starting to activate that master cell to grow back whatever's been surgically removed. But we do it two different ways. Cellular neogenesis happens either you have something that exists and you want to improve it. And so we start a cascade of new cell growth after we clear or neutralize the problems that caused it to get in the place where there was a problem. And then we use the master cell and stem cells to start a cascade of new cell growth. And so over a period of time, for example, brain regeneration, which we're going to be doing next week in a group, that takes about 180 days of new cell growth. So the master and stem cells are continuing to grow new cells for about 180 days. So
amazing. Hey, Julie, like real quick, I gotta take a quick little break here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I got a couple people I got to give a read to. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be back with Julie Doring.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster. I am the host today of the Voices of Courage show, and the show is called The Courage to Live Healthier, Wealthier, and Longer. And before I get back to my guest, Julie Doring, I would like to tell you a little bit about an effective, natural, science-based supplement which will improve the quality of life for people with chronic conditions. The product is called Curalife, and it's 100% natural glucose supplement support for people looking to maintain healthy blood sugar levels without negative effects. It works by blending ancient Ayurvedic practices with modern science and technology into a spectacular synergistic glucose support formula. Each Curalin capsule is manufactured close to the source using only premium ingredients. If you'd like to learn more about this product that will help you maintain healthy blood sugar levels, I encourage you to go to curealife.com/REF/21. Let me give that again. Curealife, curealife.com/REF/21. I hope you check that out. Also, if you're a woman entrepreneur, if you are, pay attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom. They've been around since 1991. They help women to develop their businesses and grow their lives at the same time. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. Again, that's womenswisdom.net. They bring in celebrity speakers every 2 weeks to help you grow your business. And they also provide a networking forum where you can connect with like-minded women entrepreneurs around the world. Again, if you want to find out about them, go to womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Okay, back to my guest here, Julie Ray Doering and Renee Doering. And Julie Renee is an award-winning poet. She's been Woman of the Year, and she's received many awards for her gift of leadership. She lives with courage and fortitude, which is why she's on the program today. And we're talking about cells and longevity and trying to understand, unravel the spiritual side of understanding how your life works. So Julie, let me ask you, why do cells break down in the first place?
Oh, that's a few different things. Toxins in the air, the water, and food are really significant at breaking cells down. Programming, sometimes in the DNA, aging programmings. And then we also have chemtrails and frequencies, waves, and transmissions. So things like the 5G, 6G, Q wave, all those things are working at breaking our cells down.
Well, that makes sense. It's interesting how many people still aren't aware that the environment can be stronger than their willpower, and also the environment can be very toxic. So, in my life, I know that my wife and I make a very concerted effort. Every time 2G came out, we protected ourselves. We found what needed to harmonize. 3G, 4G, now 5G. We just did a whole home house revitalization with something called Life Design. That's just on the outer. Of course, we're always working on the inner too. So, Julie, thoughts about that? What can we do to protect ourselves in our environments?
Well, I think you're looking at the waves, transmissions, and frequencies, and we do energetic clearings using the quantum field and the techniques that I've shown. As a matter of fact, we've got a class coming up on that too.
Oh, awesome.
But I think, I teach good living. But I honestly think you can filter your water, and you can filter the water that you drink and bathe in. You can run air filters. We've been working with some experimentation. We've been imagining like a cobalt blue and purple corona on the outside edge of the aura. Can that stop it? We're working on how do we repel what's ever in the environment. Obviously, we have environmentalists who are going to hopefully work to stop it. And then we also want it. So we want our body to repel it. I think you can affirm that and you can be grateful for that. And I see there is an improvement even by affirming I'm not absorbent to things that harm my body. It looks like when I looked in the blueprint about a month and a half ago, our design, it looked like we were set to absorb toxicity, not to repel it.
Right.
And that we would process it through. But the level of toxicity is so high that we can't process it through, so it's breaking everything down. So I think you have a two-part approach. You keep your environment as clean as possible. We do energetic work and clearing. And, I think there's, I don't know why I'm pausing here. There's something else I'm supposed to say. Let me see if I can find it. So staying away from things that are toxic. Oh, strengthening, sorry. That's what it was, strengthening the system so that you're repelling, you're not absorbent. So that's nutrients typically, meditation typically, and then we're experimenting with some other things. Like what if you put an aura on your house or your property and you had this cobalt blue and purple, which is the ones that stop rays, this energy, this frequency coming through. So I know it sounds crazy, but we are getting some good effects on just, energetically setting the space different than it is.
Well, it may sound silly and made up to a lot of people, but you know, there's a lot of research now that that skeptical mind will stop you from exactly what you want to have in your life. So I'm holding that we can hold the skeptical mind at bay and just be open to something new to come in. One of my pet peeves in America is that we have an identity crisis, which has actually created the whole mess that we're in right now. You see, we believe that something outside of ourselves is going to save us. We believe that that we are our cars, our houses, we are these bodies. We believe all this. We believe it with we go to our grave believing it, actually. But the truth is, we are very powerful spiritual beings that can connect to higher sources of energy and higher sources of consciousness at any point in time. You can do it instantly if you know how to do it. I want to know for you, when was your defining moment that you knew you were more than what you seemed to be?
It's interesting because I think there were numerous ones. Age 3, something shifted for me. Age 9, I was supposed to die. There was something wrong with me and I shifted out. Age 24, I died. I looked over my body and I said, no, God, I'm not going. And I shoved my spirit back in my body. I really literally pushed my spirit back in and had a very sick body for quite a while, but I was not leaving. I always had this sense that there was way more than what met the eye, you know, like what you could see on the outside. I'm so glad you say that because I've developed a whole system of color using energetically, just imagining color and how that shifts reality, like yellow. Yellow helps with learning. And so if you want to work on memory, you want to set the room that you're studying in yellow, or orange brings in happiness. Green brings in good health and wealth. And so I think there's lots of variety and lots of choice here.
That's really good. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. I'll continue talking to Julie Doering. And next question I'm going to be asking you, Julie, is about the fuzzy brain. A lot of people have fuzzy brains and what we can do with that. So we'll be right back and I will go ahead and talk to you a little bit about that.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Live Healthier, Wealthier, and Longer. And we are talking with Julie Renee Doering. Julie is the author of 12 books, and she is a creative, beautiful, truth-seeking being who brings a new view to everybody that she meets. And if you're listening to the show, you know what I mean. Before I get to you, Julie, though, I just want to give a quick shout out to some of the people that are out there, our fans, our friends, and our family and associates that have been loyal to the show for so long now. I want to thank you so much for being loyal and letting your friends and members that you care about in this world know about the show. You can find all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. And you can also tell Alexa, Siri, or Cortana, just play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. So I hope you'll let more people know about us. That's how we grow. All righty, back to my guest. Okay, I wanted to talk to you about the fuzzy brain. And by the way, Julie's been the author of, 12 books. So we're going to talk about the fuzzy brain. You can't have a fuzzy brain if you're writing 12 books. That's what I know. So how do you get out of this? What is a fuzzy brain and how do we get out of this thing?
Yeah. You know, fuzzy brain can be a variety of different things. It could be the after lunch kind of buzzy feeling that you're tired and you can't think clearly. It could be a toxic brain that is having trouble processing the stuff that you're putting or stuff that's in the environment. It could be really just a stressed out brain that's never getting a break. You're not meditating, you're not clearing your space. And I think there's some really quick things that you can do to help course correct the fuzzy brain. You can start drinking water 2 to 4 ounces every 30 to 45 minutes. Our brain doesn't store water. And, you know, our bladder is way down here and our brain is way up here and there's no bladder for the brain. So we need to keep putting water in. And if you think, oh, I can drink 16 ounces of water every couple hours, you're allowing your brain to get dehydrated. And what happens is those little neurotransmitters can't make their connections. So those neurons are not saying hello to each other. They're drying up and they're shortening up. And that's what's causing memory loss and confusion.
Okay. So in understanding that, what tips would you have for me other than, you know, I got the drinking water and we need lots of that. That's a great tip because we forget that all the time. What about this like afternoon brain fog that people get? What do you think the cause and cure of that is?
Well, there's two things. One is to change your diet. If you're having a high carb lunch, shift to vegetables and fats and meats maybe, or proteins, depends on what you do, but your diet is going to influence that a lot. Another thing is if you're in front of your computer, you need to get up and just wiggle around every 30, 45 minutes, just the same thing with the water. Move your body around because your body, your brain, if your body is sedentary, like for hours you're sitting in front of your computer, your brain is being told that your body is at rest. And so the brain is going to start going to rest. And so if you can keep yourself, just kind of shake it up for 90 seconds, every half an hour, just stand up and go shake. You know, do something fun every day and every way. I'm getting better and better, you know, whatever that is, but move around because you're really like you're fighting your own natural system. The body wants to conserve energy. And so the brain will shut down too. If the body's now sedentary, the brain will shut down.
You know, it's interesting. The less I eat, the more energy I have. Have you noticed that? I mean, you know, I don't eat a lot right now. So, but I have this tremendous amount of energy. Mm-hmm. And it's been a series of over time looking at what's empowering me, what's not empowering me. Here's your little one. Hi. Hi, little one. Yeah. Julie, what would you say, about that? You know, here's a little, what's her name?
Adelia.
Adelia. Hi. Hi, sweetie. Okay. So,
there you go.
Yeah. All right. No worries. Food, yeah. Quantities of food.
Eating less food. Well, there's the idea that if you fast, you're going to be stimulating your stem cells are going to get really activated. You're going to start growing new cells. So fasting completely really over a period of time activates the stem cells. So that could be part of it. I've shifted my eating habits a lot. I'm more keto. I love sweets, so that's a little bit of a hard diet for people who love sweets, but it's very manageable and very easy. I think one of the things you have to think about is you do need some fats in the body. The brain is all fat. So I think the other, you know, I'm not a nutritionist, but I would say that what I've seen is that hydration and getting enough fats.
So I have a question for you. Do you think you can heal everything? Do you think, I mean, when people have chronic illness and they've gone down that path, do you believe that they can heal that?
Yeah, I do. And the reason I think that is because just about everything has come to me. Now, if somebody's got MS and they've had it for their whole life, it's a little bit harder because it's very stuck in the body. But people come in with cancer and their cancer disappears with the techniques that we use. And they go back to their doctor 2 weeks or 6 weeks later with no cancer in their body, stage 3 and stage 4. We've seen it over and over again. And lots of other illnesses and chronic illnesses, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, the mycoplasm phenomena, we've transformed that. So they go in and there's no evidence that they had it. So yes, I am a believer, and I believe it very strongly. I think that if we don't know the answer, we have to keep asking the questions into the blueprint and asking for help.
Well, I believe that that's a really good point, because for me, I just speak my own health journey. It's been it has been a journey. So each time I'm in this health journey, what happens is it's a quest. And I may not get the answer first time in. It might take the next time, or might be, you know, might have to try 10 different ways to heal it. But eventually, it always heals. That's what I have found.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on. So you're working on yourself, and that's amazing. And then just imagine thousands of people that come in with different issues, and I try to find the code for each person, what's going to turn the corner for them. I think the other thing we have to think about is that we didn't just instantly get a problem, that it was over time that we developed a challenge, and that sometimes it's over time that the challenge needs to clear. And so if you think about transformation as not instant, and I think what we used to use a lot, we used to use the word miracle, and people would think miracle meant instant, and miracle means that it's changing and that it shifts to the best possible over time. And I think if you get out of the fast food mentality idea of everything fast, and you're willing to take the time to invest in yourself, you're willing to meditate daily, you're willing to do the processes, we see incredible, incredible results.
That's great. Julie, you have one of the books we were going to talk about a little bit, which we're almost out of time, but I want to mention it. It's called 100% You Formula. Can you show us that? And why would people want to read that book?
Well, this is a super fun, easy, it's probably a 5-hour read at the most. Me sitting and having a conversation with you in your living room. And I'm just explaining how things work in a really simple conversation way. It's not the heavy duty. I've got a 600-page book over there, the Your Divine Human Blueprint. This is let's just get started. Let's learn a little bit about it. How does it work? How does the blueprint work? So it's like you're sitting in my living room and we're just having a chat.
I love that. And that the other one, the Divine Blueprint, it seems like you wrote that in a very short period of time, if I remember correctly. How fast did you write the Divine Blueprint?
11 weeks, Your Divine Human Blueprint.
11 weeks, and it's how many pages?
About 600.
600, okay. Listen, what Julie's talking about works. She's talking about how to revitalize your body, revitalize your mind. I hope you'll check it out. Julie, where can we get a little more information about you and how to buy the 100% You formula?
Oh, you can visit my website, julierenee.com. And I'm on Amazon too. So if you love Amazon, I'm there too.
I love it. Well, gosh, I could talk to you for the whole hour, but unfortunately I can't today. Thank you for coming back on my show. That was awesome. That gave people a whole new point of view. I really appreciate that. And hope you'll come back again, Julie.
I definitely will. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to be back with my next guest, Chris Burns. He's a research engineer and scientist whose primary mission is to help people live longer. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kali Ma is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kali Ma offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kali Ma focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at couragetochange.us/invite, couragetochange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage, and now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the show today. Today is an amazing day to take your life to a new level and understand some new concepts and principles like right now that can help you really shift what you're thinking. The show today is the courage to live healthier, wealthier, and longer. And before I get to my guest, I want to give a shout out to some of my affiliate networks out there. UK Health Radio, E360 TV, Talk Radio New York City, Podopolo, and who else? AM FM 247 and BBS Radio. I'd like to give all you guys a shout out because you guys are all amazing. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in 160 countries and 200 plus stations. So thank you, all my networks, for doing that. And I want to just mention every one of those networks helps people solve problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of yourself. So I hope you'll check them all out when you have time. I got a lot of shows like mine on those networks. Alrighty, my next guest, Chris Burns. Chris, as I mentioned, is a research engineer, a scientist, whose primary mission is to help you live longer, healthier, and pain-free lives. Chris has a diverse background in the field of inventions and manufacturing with a BS in mechanical engineering from University of Houston. He's the co-inventor of patents related to the use of explosives in downhole oil drilling. He's also co-inventor of the most efficient manufacturing equipment in the U.S. since 1991. He's the co-owner of a company that manufactures a unique product containing a Nobel Prize-winning molecule that has been shown to extend the lifespan of test subjects by 90%. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. How you doing? Thank you so much for having me. And it looks like Dr. Juanes has just joined us as well. And so we're kind of a tag team really trying to deliver a little bit of value to people during this kind of horrible COVID time. Patrick has an audio book that we're giving away for free. He'll talk about the emotions that that you need to neutralize because they're holding you back right now. I'd like to give some sleep tips and then actually talk about a molecule I've been working with since 1991 that the people who are taking it are reporting great benefits as it relates to sleep.
Well, I'd love to talk about that. You know, I know you just tuned in. My first guest talked about longevity and actually had some information about how to actually reproduce organs in our bodies, which I thought was fascinating. So how did you get involved with this, Chris? Tell me a little bit about your background here.
Really, Patrick and I have been friends for a very long time. We've remained friends for all of these years because we actually have we're so much in alignment with, you know, our backgrounds are very different, but we're so much in alignment with delivering value to people. And like I said, when COVID, the lockdown happened, I was struggling with sleep and having conversations with Patrick. And we just decided, what could we do together to get out there and deliver value? And so Patrick, I don't know, you want to kind of talk a little bit about some of the emotions that are holding people back right now, and a little bit about the book.
I really like that. Patrick, welcome to the show. It's great to have you, man.
Thank you. Ken, I think that you'll relate to this because every one of us has experienced a whole series of emotions as a result of the pandemic. And the first, I think, is anxiety. The second would be sadness. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And fear, of course.
Yeah. So fear and anxiety coupled together, and then sadness, maybe sorrow and grief. And fear and anxiety is our immediate response when there's such dramatic change and we're uncertain about what's going to happen. We're afraid there's an invisible monster called coronavirus. Suddenly we're forced to lock down. We lose a lot of our freedoms. So we experience anxiety. We're anxious. We don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And then we start to control things that are outside of our control. When we try to do that, we worsen our anxiety because we create a sense of frustration, helplessness, hopelessness, and powerlessness. And then the other one, I think the other key emotion, which you also agreed to having experienced, and I know I experienced it, is sadness. Sadness is connected to grief because with dramatic change, with dramatic loss, comes sadness. And sadness is our initial response. And for some people, they lost things that they were expecting. Some people lost immediate things. Some people lost jobs, careers, employees. It's extreme loss. And so these are some of the emotions that begin to overwhelm us. So when Chris and I were talking about, how can we help people? I decided to write and narrate an audiobook called Neutralize the 7 Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage Right Now, which we're giving away to your audience for free, along with a guided meditation I created. And in the audiobook, I created specific actionable steps, things you can do to help you through the anxiety, to help you to overcome the sadness, to help you to deal with the sense of feeling hopeless or helpless, which many people are still feeling today. I'm in Miami Beach. We just opened the beach today for the first time in 3 months, and yet people are still afraid because the virus cases have gone up. In Miami-Dade, we are the highest ranked county for coronavirus in all of Florida. So it hasn't ended, it's still going.
Yeah, I get that. And I get people are afraid of that. And of course, the people that get the virus, which we need to put out there, are generally people that have compromised immune systems and individuals that have two or three health challenges already, plus the aged, the people that are up in age, which most of them have compromised immune system. So we need to put that out there, I believe, because I think it's good journalism to do that. I think that,
That's very
true. About picking up a virus. I also saw where the other day that one of the virologists came out with a study that said that you would have to actually get the virus. You have to pick up about 1,000 viral particles before you'd actually be contagious. So, desktops about 15 viral particles. If you touch something on the surface, somebody sneezes about 200. But if you're in a room with somebody for an extended period of time, you can actually pick it up because then you'd have that. So, I think that we needed to put that out there too. All right, so. Chris, back to you, bud. All right. So let's talk about, obviously we can't live longer if you got stress, you're worried, you're fearful, you haven't handled your emotions. Let's say that we have handled that. What kind of solutions do you have for this?
Well, so we can talk about the molecule I've been working. It's called ESS60. I've been working with it since 1991. It was actually discovered in 1985, and the guys who discovered it won the Nobel Prize. First, I want to stay a little bit focused and just deliver value to your audience. So, a lot of the things that people are struggling with, I call it this horrible emotional sleep cycle, right? Where you're not, like our emotions are on edge. Things went from bad to worse recently with all of the protests and the riots, protesting great riots.
We got fires out in California now. So keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just getting worse. And, we're in Houston. So coming into hurricane season, Miami coming into hurricane season. So yeah, the Facebook meme where like, welcome to Jumanji level 5 is really kind of what it feels like. And all that, creates all this emotion and rumination at night, which keeps us up. And what we a lot of people don't realize is when you don't get enough sleep, you're actually less able to handle your emotions the next day. And this becomes this horrible emotional sleep spiral. And so, like, to give some actionable things that you can do in order to get better sleep, I'd like to deliver that. One of the things to note is your brain doesn't really have, like, our cell phone has little bars, and it'll tell you how well it's communicating with a cell phone tower and how much battery power there is. Our brains don't have that kind of feedback loop. They don't tell us, hey, you didn't get enough sleep last night, so you probably shouldn't be getting into emotional situations today if in fact you had any control. So it doesn't prepare you for the lack of preparedness you have for the emotions of that day. So you want to deal with those emotions, and that Patrick's book, Neutralize the Seven Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage Right Now. It's absolutely free. We'll give the link here in a little bit.
How do we get that? How do we get that book? Let's give that to the audience.
So real quick, just go to myvitalc.com/voices of courage. And that'll get them to the link that will get them. It's actually two audio files. And again, they're one. Patrick and I decided we're not collecting emails. We're not follow up marketing to these people. They can go again to myvitalc.com/voices of courage and get the audiobook, Neutralize the Seven Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage Now. And then the guided meditation, Overcome Fear and Anxiety and Enjoy Peace of Mind, which is a phenomenal meditation. So what I'll want to add is, like, hey, let's give you some actionable things that you can do in order to make sure you're getting better sleep, so you wake up better prepared for all of these crazy emotions that we're all going through right now. And they're all related to sleep hygiene, and sleep hygiene is a nice phrase for what are the habits and practices you have that help you sleep. The first one is, a lot of us are at home. You mentioned that. And some of us might even be having lunch on a couch, and some of us might fall asleep and call it a nap. The data is really good on a nap. Naps are actually good for you and allow you, enable you to do have better mental focus for the rest of the afternoon. But you want to make sure that your naps are no longer than 30 minutes. So if you're about to take a nap, set that alarm. Make sure that you're not allowing that nap to go 30 minutes. If it goes longer than 30 minutes, it ends up adjusting your circadian rhythm, which is the thing that keeps you in rhythm with, like, the day. Like, the more it's sunrise, and so it's time to get up and be active, and it's sunset, and so it's time for us to slow down and go to sleep. The other thing about naps is don't take them after 4. If you feel like you have to take a nap after 4, I just recommend, in these days, go out and have your 5th walk or whatever, your 6th walk, whatever it is. A lot of people are doing a lot of walking these days. But don't allow yourself to fall asleep after 4, because it is going to interrupt your circadian rhythm. The next one is electronic devices. So we all have one of these, right? It's a cell phone. We've got tablets. We've got our computers. And they all give off blue light. A lot of people don't realize that blue light actually affects us and it makes an adjustment on our circadian rhythm. So that blue light tricks our body into believing it's the middle of the day. So even if you're at 10 p.m. sitting on your cell phone or your tablet, you're getting so much blue light through your eyes that your body's like, oh, it's noon. We should be up and active and, foraging or whatever. And in reality, you don't want to do that, because you're supposed to be, your circadian rhythm is supposed to be on the downtrend, allowing you to sleep. So most of
I love that. Hey, listen, I gotta take a quick break, yeah. Chris, yeah. And Patrick. Just hold on. I want to come back and get the rest of these keys. These are powerful. I love it. I also want to give that link again on how to get the 7 steps to let go of your stress, so that you can sleep better and feel better and have a better life. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on, guys.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Sabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Sabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Live Healthier, Wealthier, and Longer. And my two guests, Dr. Patrick Juanes and Chris Burris, will be on here in just a second. I want to give a shout out to my new sponsor. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to talk to you about JBK Wellness Labs. They're a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps companies to develop and manufacture personal care, beauty, and dietary supplement products. JB Wellness products can be found in high-end resorts and national grocery chains, including Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, and Whole Foods. JB Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept to finished product. So if you'd like to take the next step in getting your product to market, I really encourage you to give them a call at 888-773-1307. That's 888-773-1307, or just Google JBK Wellness Labs. All right, back to my guest, Chris Burris and Dr. Patrick Juanes. I'm so glad we're here. We're talking about you're in the middle of your steps. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so the first step to help you sleep, make sure you keep your naps shorter than 30 minutes. Don't take a nap after 4. The next is these electronic devices. They significantly impact your circadian rhythm, which causes you to have a harder time going to sleep. There's a feature on iPhones. It's called Night Shift. On Androids, you got Comfort View and Blue Filter. Computers typically have a blue filter. I know Dr. Juanes, he leaves his on all day long. I like to turn mine on about 2 hours before the sun sets so that I'm making sure that my brain isn't getting tricked into thinking again that it's the middle of the day versus the end of the day and trying to wind down. The other thing I would say about electronic devices, a lot of us may charge them on our nightstand. I would recommend get them out of your bedroom. Have a stand outside of your bedroom, or maybe put them in the bathroom or way down the hall in the kitchen, leave them in the car. but at least turn them off an hour to 2 hours before you go to sleep. Because really those devices are giving us and I've read some studies on it where it's giving us micro information and micro societal information. So news about other people. And we're really kind of addicted to that type of news. And it keeps us excited. So you want to make sure that you turn those off an hour to 2 hours before you go to sleep. And then the last one is related to alcohol. A lot of people believe that if they have one or two drinks, and there's some good research that suggests that that can be healthy. If you have one or two drinks right before you go to sleep, they feel like they sleep better. And in reality, what they do is they're anesthetics, and they actually just knock you out. It's very much like the $2 billion quote unquote sleep aid industry, where you take these sleep aids right before you go to sleep. They actually relieve a chemical pressure in your body called adenosine, and you wake up without the desire for sleep, but you actually haven't gotten the healing sleep that you need that night. So they're not really good sleep aids. They're good knockout aids, which is interesting. We're about to talk about the molecule I've been working with. People who take it report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. So they take it in the morning and sleep better that night.
Well, let's get right into that. We got about 5 minutes to go here. So let's jump into that. And Patrick, Dr. Juanes, if you want to jump in at any time, please do. Go ahead, Chris.
So really the molecule was discovered in 85. They won the Nobel Prize in 96. They did a study in 2012. They actually thought it might be toxic. So it was a toxicity study. instead of being toxic, those people who are given olive oil, those rats who are given olive oil with the molecule ESS60 lived 90% longer than the control group. So that's pretty astounding, as it's the single longest longevity experiment on mammals known to man. And potentially more important, if there could be something more important than that, those rats that were given our formula actually all, although they lived 90% longer, they died without tumors. So a typical Wistar rat will die at 32 months with a known amount of tumors based on how long they lived. And even those our rats lived 90% longer, they had no tumors. So I'm a carbon nanomaterial scientist. I've been manufacturing this ESS60 molecule since 1991. I'm kind of thrust into this supplement space, which is never what I intended. And I'm just trying to be a good steward. We've been selling it really earnestly all throughout 2018. And the testimonials that we're getting are just pretty phenomenal. They're kind of exactly the testimonials you would expect from a product that caused rats to live 90% longer. So like people are talking about less knee pain, less neck pain, less back pain. And some of these are pretty phenomenal. I do need to add, the FDA hasn't evaluated our product. It's not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. And the most consistent testimonial is, again, people take it in the morning. They report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. And we all have this, oh, sleep is really good. It's really important. You have to get your 8 hours of sleep. It's such a must. And, you know, well, unless you have something or anything else to do. Patrick talks about, we're the only species on the planet that will actually miss sleep for no, like, healthy reason, right? To go see a concert or whatever. These are nice to do, but we're actually missing out on sleep often with no beneficial effect. So it's pretty phenomenal. The testimonials keep pouring in. And so not only are we giving away these free audiobooks for your audience, if they want to get access to this product, I can kind of wrap things up.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. And if they'd like access to the free product, it's myvitalc.com/voicesofcourage. myvitalc.com/voicesofcourage. Chris Burns, Burris, how do they? Boy, I got this Burns thing in my head. Sorry, man.
It's locked Chris in. Burris. We can tell it's locked
Chris
in.
Burris. How do they get the supplement?
Well, two things, and I know this is really quick show. When they go to the myvitalc.com/voicesofcourage. They can get the free audiobooks. There is also a link to Patrick Wanis's website. I know he didn't get much time to speak, but
I'm sorry. I have to have both of you back. This is a great, great contact. Yeah. Great information.
He creates an amazing newsletter each and every week. It's also absolutely free. He gives a lot of stuff away. He also does one-on-one sessions that are just knock your socks off amazing. It's about how do you overcome what's holding you back now in one session. It's not week after week after week of consultation or therapy or anything like that. It's like, hey, let's deal with one thing and get you past it in one session. And he uses his process called SRTT, the Subconscious Rapid Transformation Technique. I can speak highly of it because I use it and it's done amazing things for me. And then there'll be another link where you can get to the homepage of MyVitalC. You can see our products there. We've got products and then products on subscription. We actually offer a 25% discount on subscription. You can cancel at any time. So I highly recommend anybody who's interested in trying it. They just go and sign up for the subscription and then they can call us later and cancel. And they should use a coupon code. The code is Voices of Courage, and that'll get them $15 off of their initial purchase.
Wow. All right. I love that. My people love discounts. All right. Patrick, Dr. Wanis, I want to give you the last word. Any final thoughts?
Well, I think the best way to sum up, Ken, is to recognize that there's an extraordinary link between the body, the mind, and the emotions. So don't think of yourself as three separate entities. You're all one entity. So remember that your thoughts create your emotions. Your emotions affect your body. If you're stressed out, if you're in a state of anxiety, if you're in hyperarousal, it suppresses your immune system, throws off your endocrine system, and then affects your sleep. And then that becomes what Chris was talking about, that awful, horrible emotional sleep spiral. So remember that everything begins with your thoughts.
That's great. Well, listen, guys, I got to go. I hope you can stay on for a minute. I've got to close the show, but let's talk afterwards. Thank you, all of you, for joining us today at Voices of Courage. And if you'd like to find some of the replays of the show, you can go to voicesofcourage.us. And also be sure to tell your family, your friends, and associates about us. That's how we grow, voicesofcourage.us. And of course, you can just tell Siri, Alexa, Cortana to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. And if you'd like to email us directly with some questions or comments or show topics, you can do that at viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Thanks again for joining us. Till next time.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.